Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Hour number one today is Dr. Sergey Shealy-Soren. Hour number two is Dane Wigington. Both riveting hours. And Jason, thank you for engineering. Dr. Sergey, I was reading an article, and, well, let me preface it by saying one of the things that I teach to all my students in person, and I have done on the radio many times over the years, is something called Mini Max Regret. It's a financial method of minimizing your maximum regret. Mini Max Regret is what it's called. And I learned this at the university back in the 1970s. And so, if you're investing, the last thing, I mean, what would your maximum regret be? It'd be losing more than you invested. The next least damaging thing would be lose all your investment, and then a little better than that would be lose some of your investment. So to minimize your maximum regret, if you're driving down the highway, here's an example. A guy pulls up, you're in the slow lane and you're doing the speed limit, a guy flies up on the other side of you, he passes you in the fast lane, he's got a pickup truck and he's got a ladder in the back of the pickup truck, and the ladder's hanging off the back of the bed and it's not strapped down and pulls in front of you. And so your maximum regret at that point might be that ladder might fly out of the back of the pickup truck when this semi is coming along in the fast lane, and the gust of wind from the semi will flip that ladder right out of the bed of the pickup truck and send it through your windshield. So that would be the maximum regret, wearing that ladder through your windshield. So to minimize that maximum regret, what do you do? How do you minimize that maximum regret? Well, it's pretty simple. You back off the accelerator. You put more distance between you and that ladder, and you get out of the way. All right. That being said, I don't think people are paying attention to mini max regret. And here's an example, a medical example. There was a young gal who decided to use a tampon, female menstrual product. And I guess probably read the directions partially, but maybe not fully. Maybe she didn't have her memory turned on completely. But she inserted it. I don't want to be too graphic, but she inserted it and didn't take it out. So a couple years later, she's really sick. She's got, the doctors are trying to figure out what's wrong with her. They think she's got Lyme's disease. And ultimately, they find out that she's toxic because of the decay of this product that she put inside her body, and she didn't take it out. Oh, by the way, class, I guess I see one call coming in. We do not have a plan to take calls today. But Dr. Sergey Shealy-Soren, what are your thoughts about that?
Oh, my God. By the way, speaking of perception, I will call you right back. But I am on a little back row here, doing about 50 to 60 miles an hour. Actually, a very wonderful example, and I'm just going to say outright, you're talking to the right guy. I am an emergency room physician of 20-plus years. I've done family medicine. I've been to Alaska. I've been to Caribbean. And I've seen a lot of different aspects of medicine. And I'll tell you one thing. If it can go wrong, it sure will. You know, the human imagination is no limit. it's not just tampons, my friends. It's all sorts of objects. You just can't see to fix the location specifically. Chances are it's got batteries. It happens more often than not.
You were dropping out there for a second. Are you saying that people insert things into their body that are battery powered and they get stuck? Am I hearing that? I think we just lost Dr. Sergey. Or maybe he didn't want to answer. But I think that's what I was. We have a terrible connection. Would you like to call back?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Well, now I can hear you. Now it's working. Okay. So did you hear?
Okay, I got. Yeah. Oh yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was saying that. Well, the batteries are better than gerbils. I mean, you know, in the good old days, you know, I mean, used to see all kinds of stuff.
Well, you know, this gerbil thing. There was I used to listen to talk radio and on the East Coast, and there's a story about a guy in a Philadelphia radio station. And they were talking about gerbils and gerbils getting stuck inside the body. And these are beyond the pale. I mean, we're talking about gerbils' feet and claws and that tearing up the internals of the body. I mean, this is like a recipe for long protracted suicide.
Basically, absolutely. But you know, it's. Just visualize any foreign body, biological or not. Visualize any orifice, whether man-made or not. I've seen it, and I've either taken it out or tried to take it out or referred somebody to take it out. Yeah, but it's not just the things that people stick in themselves. It's I'll give you another example. Can you how am I coming through?
You're coming through loud enough for and clear enough for everybody to just not vomit.
thank you. Okay, all right. Here's another one. I still remember clear as bell. And this is, again, human logic can be very interesting. Now, I'm sure it made sense in her mind, but some time ago, actually years, a young lady came in, and she had wax in her ears. So she wanted to get rid of the wax, and she decided to do so by pouring a Gorilla Glue into the ear. Now, that didn't seem to work. So then she decided that she's going to go the other way, from the other ear, from the other side. Because if it doesn't go one way, it's going to go the other. Well, that didn't work either. But in the meantime, she managed to get the Gorilla Glue all over her face. So now that was a cleanup job that was kind of messy.
You know, when you say Gorilla Glue, when I was building our house, I used some Gorilla Glue. And the reason I'm mentioning this class is so you understand, this is a different kind of glue, and it's a plastic based glue, and to make it start setting, moisture is what you want. So for example, I had a hole that I drilled in the floor, and I wanted to fill up this hole. It was about 2 inches. So what I did was I got a 2-inch plug of wood, of the same kind of wood that I drilled the hole, and I made a paste out of Gorilla Glue and sawdust. And the Gorilla Glue and the sawdust was as strong as the wood. But in order to make it start the chemical process of adhesion and curing, I added a little bit of moisture. And when you do that, it makes Gorilla Glue act really fast. So the moisture of this person's skin, ear, and Gorilla Glue is a recipe for disaster.
Indeed. Let's see, some other interesting things. Again, the power of the human mind. At one point, I had to start delivering a baby in the emergency room, and then thank God the OBGYN came because it was a mess of a delivery. But the young lady was 16 years of age, and she came with her mom. This was basically their complaint. I think I have a gastroenteritis or something in my belly. Well, she was basically full term, and she was basically pushing. When I asked her a couple of questions about pregnancy, both mom and daughter literally looked at me and like, "What pregnancy? My daughter is a virgin." The girl just kept saying, "I never had sex." Then this either must be immaculate conception or some other process. I would bet you it was the second. It took a little while to persuade them that she was indeed pregnant, and it took the first couple of contractions. Then she was agreeable. But again, you know, the power of the human mind. Crazy stuff.
Back in the 90s, 1990s, I was teaching high school. I had a very large class. My classroom was the size of a cafeteria or a gymnasium of a public school. And so I had about 60 students. And one day, I had to go. We manufactured computers out of the classroom. So one day, I went on a service call because I had to repair 30-something computers that our students made a mistake on that wasn't caught by the quality control system that another teacher was responsible for. So I was out for the day, and when I came back, I got a call. I asked my wife if she would volunteer to take my place, because my wife could teach the class just as well as I could, because she manufactured computers and was a computer technology person. So a gal asked my wife, who was substituting for me, if she could go into the main building because she had an exam, a mathematics exam. And my wife said, "No, you can't do that." She said, "I have to take this exam." So my wife filled out the slip. The 15-year-old girl went to the main high school building and went into the bathroom and delivered her baby in the stall, put the baby in the trash, covered it up, and then came back to class. I got a call from the teacher who was another teacher who was, there were three teachers in the classroom. Another teacher called me and said, "Mr. Finelli, it's like 7 o'clock at night. Are you sitting down? Can you please sit down?" I said, "Hey, what's up?" And she said, "Well, you know, that," she named the girl. She said she had a baby. I said, "That's impossible. It's impossible. How would she have a baby? She wasn't pregnant." And so my belief was she was just this big, fat girl that looked like an ostrich, you know, with two legs and a great big belly. And she always looked like that. And so next thing I know, we're on the 11 o'clock news, because they locked the school down because some other girl in the girls' room found a baby rattling around in the trash. For real. So I fully understand that story you're talking about. That was another immaculate conception, that people thought that maybe it happened in a swimming pool. And the answer is it didn't. It didn't. And so after a period of Child Protective Services being involved and you know, the government being involved and the sheriff's office being involved, they finally released the child back to that mother who had the immaculate conception. True story. Did we lose Dr. Sergey? I'm not sure. But if we did, he'll be calling back in. So there's two guys, independent stories about immaculate conception. So, class, I want to let you know that people believe that immaculate conception actually happens in today's world. We'll be right back. This hour is going to be stories about things like this, things that just are really fantastic to believe.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Sergey Shealy Sorens with us, medical doctor, and we're sharing stories from the front lines, war stories from the front lines, true stories. There was a world-class broadcaster, best, in my opinion, in the whole world ever. And he passed away. His name is Art Bell. And the format of USA Prepares is exactly the same format, or very close to it, as Art Bell used. Expert teaching, expert guests, long questions, long answers. No rush, no hurry in the broadcast. And that's the format that I like. And so we use it. Now, Art Bell, I was listening to him one night, and he said, and he was kind of mumbling, and he said, I just did the stupidest thing during the commercial break. He dropped a cassette which had commercials in it. They were tape cassettes back then. And he dropped it and it cracked, so he super glued it together. And what he did when he super glued it, he got some super glue on his fingers, and then he licked his fingers to get the super glue off, and he super glued his lips together. Literally. And he came back on the air with... Well, super glue initially used as handcuffs for like the Vietnam War. So you put a drop of super glue between a thumb and a forefinger, one hand, and you make a loop and you do the same thing and you interlock the other hand, thumb and forefinger, and now you got handcuffs because the skin is glued together. I mean, you know, so with two drops of super glue you can have handcuffs. And water does not work. The only thing that dissolves super glue that I know of is acetone. So, have you heard any stories about, you know, in your practice about super glue?
Oh, lots. basically, the one time that I was really, really glad that the person did use the super glue was literally they, well, I don't know how people do that, but they decided to drink some of it. Then they didn't like it, decided to spit it out. Young person, multiple repeat visits. I think they like this kind of thing. Otherwise, they wouldn't keep doing it, I don't think, you know. So the best thing about it, couldn't hear this person speak. I mean, that was just priceless, you know.
Yeah. Does it enter the equation when you're repairing the damage that someone does who does not deploy the concept of mini-max regret, just carelessness, recklessness?
Let me just share a story, please. This is exciting. Okay, so just a little bit of wisdom for the folks. If you're going to get drunk and obnoxious and into a fight and laceration, especially right near your eye, so basically, short of it, I had this gentleman who was literally moderately intoxicated and, interestingly enough, decided that he was going to basically threaten the physician. And the physician here is basically myself, I should say. Basically, I'm there with a needle. I'm there with a basically just in there, like a little scalpel to just kind of clean up the edges of the wound. It was kind of terrible hit. And I'm right next to his eye. I'm just literally looking at this guy, and he's looking at me, and he's spewing threats. If you don't do this, I'm gonna, you know, this and this and that. And that's when it kind of came to me, and I didn't even think about it for a second. I was just basically exactly that, the risk benefit. It's like, you know, buddy, I'm going to give you 3 seconds here, but please think very carefully. I know you're a big guy, but I've got a big-ass needle right next to your small eye, and that's not a good equation for you. So you move, you move your decision. Think about it.
Yeah, and so this person didn't know that you practiced mixed martial arts, right?
No. I usually don't advertise that, but it has come in handy on several occasions. Mm-hmm. Well, not intentionally, of course, but.
Okay. So what other stories do you have about, how about banana bags? So when a person comes in drunk, don't they typically get a banana bag?
Yes. By the way, speaking of the drunk and intoxications, now there is a whole pack of stories in there, my friend. Wow. Actually, one of the best, one of the most bright and wonderful stories that I have is possibly a marriage from heaven or marriage from hell. But, who knows? But two very intoxicated people in their middle ages, and this was back about 10 years ago.
Hold that thought. We're going into a break, and we'd love to hear the story about this marriage when we come back.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The historic frigid winter storm that has hit the eastern USA pretty hard should lighten up Monday. More than 11,000 flights were canceled over the long weekend. New York Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul gave an update on her state overnight.
It is devastating. It is going to a war zone, and the vehicles along the sides of the roads are shocking. It's not just small vehicles. It is literally snowplows. It is major size recovery vehicles and utility vehicles and tow trucks. So we have a real challenge right now where we have roads blocked. Roads are literally blocked by emergency vehicles, so that has made it extremely challenging for us.
71 Chinese Air Force aircraft, including fighter jets and drones, entered Taiwan's airspace in the past 24 hours. Taiwan's government said on Monday it is the largest reported incursion to date. Lance Fry, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Sergey Shiley-Sorens with us. And if you'd like to call his clinic, it's in Springfield, Missouri, Central Time Zone here in the United States. And the number is 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. Repeat, 417-351-5221. That is the same clinic that I visit. And you can buy your vitamins, minerals, and supplements right there, as I do. Or you can have them shipped. You can go to normshealy.com, normshealy.com. That's the easiest way for me to remember it. That's the way I've been saying it for about 12 years. And you can buy your vitamins, minerals, and supplements by going to that website, and you can shop online. You were telling us a story, Dr. Sergey, about a married couple, middle-aged married couple, and then we went into a break.
Actually, well, they weren't married at the time. That's how they met. It's the romance in the emergency room, basically. Back in New York, about 10-something years ago. Used to work in one of the busier ERs. There would be literally no space, no room for anything or anyone. So we would have cots or beds by the walls, and people would be sitting next to each other, and you know, some and complete strangers just because of the lack of space. There was also a lot of time, very frequently, a drug seeking or basically alcohol or substance related. A lot of different kind of what you call frequent flyers in the emergency room. And I understand people have their needs, and I'm not judging. Who knows? I mean, it's people have come to emergency room for whatever reason, and it's real to them. But these two were there obviously because they wanted to get some drugs, because they were waiting there for a while and they got bored and started talking to each other. There was also some alcohol on board and maybe a few other substances. And before you know it, they're having a full-blown conversation educating the entire staff on which emergency to go to, where to get the oxys, and where to get this and where to get that, what to say, what symptoms, and how you do that. And then basically leading up to who is their favorite people. And I think they were a little too intoxicated to have discretion, so the whole thing kind of came out. It was fascinating. It was literally fascinating, the world that, you know, that we are living with, you know, in the parallel world, so to speak. And towards the end of the conversation, it was turning towards romance. And they left, they walked out against medical advice. Nobody noticed at some point. Hand in hand, and I think there was some conversation about I love you, and I'd like to get married. Actually, sometime later, maybe 3 or 4 months later, I did see the female, not the male, and she literally had his last name. So I don't know. I think she may have gotten married. Who knows?
Yeah, I guess the icing on the cake would be to have a ceremony of just a few friends, a Bible, and declare themselves married right there in the emergency room waiting room.
Well, technically, I'm a minister now, so I mean, I could have done it for them. I mean, except that, you know, when you're intoxicated, it's not highly advisable. But hey, it's you know.
What other stories do you have of people doing things that just don't make any sense? I guess they don't, either they are not of a sound mind when they do these things, or they're not thinking, or they're just careless and reckless.
Okay, perfect. Yes. Okay, here goes. This takes me back to my medical training when I was a student, actually resident. Excuse me. I think second year OBGYN rotation, so I'm there to deliver. And there's a young lady. You know, she's in her 20s, and mom was with her. And this young lady is not having too good of a time. She's basically cursing and yelling and all sorts of blank, 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 blank. And mom is very patient, and everybody's very patient. But instead of breathing and following instructions, she's just basically, how the blank, blank did I get into this? You know, how dare they do this to me? Blank, blank, and so on and so forth. Or this is terrible. And then eventually, one of the other times that this young lady came out with, How did this happen? The mom said, "Well, dear, this is how it happened. Blank, blank, blank. You did blank, blank with blank, blank, and now you're in a blank, blank, blank place. So blank, blank up, you know." So one of the best conversations I ever remember from the hospital. Powerful.
I remember
good stuff.
I remember when Mrs. Finelli was in the birthing process with one of our children in the hospital, and she was in this one room, and just down the hall, I heard exactly what you're talking about, except the guy's name must have been Tony, and this gal was screaming at the top of her lungs, cursing out Tony, 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 and he did this, and it's all your fault, and, you know, So I know exactly what you're talking about. I got to tell you that the hospital staff really endure some just terrible situations. People should be really darn thankful and darn polite that they're getting life-saving, rescuing treatment. And instead, some people just beat up the people who are trying to help them. It makes no sense.
Oh, God. But you know what's even worse? Of course, patients, people, you know, if it's possible, it'll happen. Bottom line, if it's possible, it'll happen. If you don't think it's possible, it'll still happen. At this point, there is no surprises. Like, okay, well, if you tell me that that's what it is, maybe, probably, that's exactly what happened. Well, maybe. I do want to say that, stupidity doesn't stop at the, that is actually not even, at that high level on the patient level. The biggest stupidity is on the hospital and administrative level. It's on the training level. And it's on, in the protocols. It's in the standards of care. Anyone who still, I'm going to switch gears a little bit, and we don't have to go heavy. We can go back to the fun stuff. But I just want to say, anyone who still believes in the system, anyone who still believes in the tooth fairy and the FDA, the Federal Death Administration, and the Center for Death Control, and the government, and all the stuff. All the interesting things that people in power do. And call it follow the science. Well, you know, it's again, it's been an interesting couple of years since 2019. So that's one of the, I'd say, one of the biggest stupidities in the world. If you still see this, if you can see this with your own eyes, and you're still following the system, that's literally insanity. Doing the same thing and expecting a different result. But I digress. I didn't. You know, it is a. Switch to another angle.
So maybe this is something you don't want to comment on, and if you don't want to comment, just say no comment. I woke up last night in the middle of the night, and I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about a guy named Dr. Robert Gallo. And according to Len Horowitz, Dr. Len Horowitz, a dentist, I know him, he was telling me and Mrs. Finelli privately back in the 90s that HIV was man-made, and it was designed as a surgically precise method of death. And so if you injected someone with this HIV liquid, or that would cause this surgically precise death that was man-made in lab with Litton Bionetics branded monkeys, green monkeys, and it was cancer and lymphoma combined and made to jump from monkeys to people, and it worked. It was like a pretty good way of killing people. And so I learned that it was unleashed in Africa and New York and San Francisco, and it was surgically precise because it came through an injectable. And the idea was, well, we have some people who... and it was transmissible by sex. So it had to be, intimate contact, saliva, sex, or injection. And it was working pretty well. And it was unleashed in three locations in the world, Africa, New York City, and San Francisco simultaneously, as my research led me to learn this. And class, don't believe anything I say. Okay? And so then I was thinking last night when I woke up, that's a lot of work, injecting people and encouraging them to have sex. And it was spreading through the homosexual community or village like crazy in San Francisco. And I guess that was a way of testing it. Then you look at the aerosolized version. Wouldn't it be great if you could just have people breathe on each other and spread the death? And that's COVID. Or it was COVID. And I guess it wasn't powerful enough, so it went back to injectables. But it seemed like, to me, that with this bomb of a storm that we're having, and COVID requiring, or the virus requiring, cold temperatures in order to continue being viable, it seems like it's a great way to cool down, man-made, the environment, have a bomb of a storm, and then aerosolize a virus. What are your thoughts on that? Is that a possibility, or have I totally lost my mind?
Vincent, I think when I hear you speak, you've got logic throughout you, no matter which direction you take, and no exception here, my friend. So here's the thing. I'm going to just add a little something as a concept. HIV is a human immunodeficiency virus, which means that it attacks the immune system. The immune system is at the center basically at the very core of the interaction between everything, hormones, self-defense, in other words, from foreign things, but also protection against things going wrong inside the body, and otherwise homeostasis. So basically, it literally is, it destroys the body from within. COVID and COVID-like substances have been behave and act as a super antigen. In other words, it super activates the immune system, and it's not that the immune system is good or bad, but it can shift into the self-protection mode, or it can shift into the self-destruction mode or inflammation mode, and that is why a lot of stuff is happening. Inflammation is the whole new world word for the day, for the decade, for maybe the century. All I'm going to say is, Vincent, you always have a sharp mind and sharp eye, and I think I hear you.
Okay, and it seemed to me like it's the perfect delivery system. I mean, all you have to do is go into a room and say, hey, how you all doing? And you infect the whole room. Okay. When we come back, I've got a question for you. I was at the dinner table last night with Mrs. Finelli and our son, and we were talking about things that might be options for us. And our son said, you know, I think I'd like to be a nurse. And I said, well, I know the perfect guy to talk about that with. When he comes over with his cars, you can talk about that with him. But you know what? Maybe we should talk about
G'day,
that on the
I'm
radio.
Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, no calls today. Not hour number one and not hour number two, please. Dane Wigington is going to be with us for the second hour. Dr. Sergei Shuley Soren is with us now. And our son was asking, they were mentioning that he was thinking, you know, I'd like to be a nurse. And I mentioned to him, well, I know the guy, the perfect guy to talk to about that. You know, he comes over to, for you to look at his cars and, you know, spend some time with the family. And it'd be great. And we could talk about these things. And I was wondering, would you consider teaching the class, you know, in the coming weeks, what some of the opportunities are in the medical field, what your thoughts are about them, you know, which ones make sense, which ones, you know, would be the preferred path to go into, considering the current society environment and medicine and the risks and the rewards?
Ooh, absolutely. Now, that is a loaded topic, my friend, and it's very hot right now, very hot. A lot of pros, a lot of cons. Would love to talk. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. And also traveling, is the term traveling doctor, is that what you're called?
I've got an entrepreneurial nature, so I've been a medical director at a number of places, so that means I didn't want to get too attached to 100% clinical work, which means that I've done a lot of traveling assignments from Alaska all the way to Caribbean. Yeah. And it's a blast. I mean, you're not in a stable place, but you get to learn everything from a very small, rural, one-village medicine where you have no resources to being right in the smack in the middle of a major city with major hospitals all around you. So, and, of course, the different kind of lifestyle, of course. But, it's an interesting lifestyle. You get to learn about the world quite a bit.
If you had a choice, and the choice was limited to two options, one, and let's say you were not a doctor, but if you had the information that you have as an ER doctor of over 20 years experience, and being in these situations and surrounded by the professionals of your field, would you prefer to have your medical doctor as a layperson, be one who is a seasoned doctor, one who's got lots and lots of years under his or her belt, maybe a, the village doctor who has seen everything and had nobody to call and say, hey, I got a problem. I don't know what the answer is. You need to help me. That guy would have to figure it out for himself. Versus yes. The guy, or would you rather have the specialist who knows how to use the latest gear, the latest diagnostic electronics? What would you choose if you only had a choice of one of those two?
It would be someone with a common sense and willingness to learn and investigate and a curious mind. I don't always have the answers. Frequently, I do not. A lot of my patients are mystery people. They've been failed by the system. They've had every single test. They've had every single consultation. And the neurologist has cleared them off or declared them with a label of some kind of an illness. Well, that's what it is, autoimmune this and that, so on and so forth. But here's the thing. The approach is wrong. If there's an issue still remaining, that means it still wants to be addressed. It's asking for attention. So I'd rather have, and this is what I do, a good old country doc, in other words, who basically might not know the latest, but he can say, you know what, now this is a terrible hand injury, you need to see a hand specialist. Now you may want to travel to the nearest hospital for that, I'll send you a referral. But if you get straight to a specialist who doesn't have much common sense on things that, common sense, literally where the foundation belongs, then this is where we get into trouble, and then people don't communicate. I have a lot of patients, clients, who have up to 10 doctors, including therapists and specialists and generalists and most of their second opinions, and it's like you have 10 different worlds, 10 different opinions, and none of those opinions come together. That's even worse than having no opinion whatsoever. Now you're even more confused. It takes basically common sense. At some point, maybe less than 10% of the situation does require require a specialist. And for example, if somebody is having a stroke and it's close to 3 hours, which is a kind of cutoff line, I'm talking to the neurologist to see if we can extend that, therapeutic window to 4.5 hours, because that's in their specialized field. Things of that nature, surgery, so on and so forth. Could I cut somebody open if I had to? Well, I can cut them open. I'm not sure how to close them up proper. I'm not trained in that, I've seen it. I've done a surgery with a patient, but you want a surgeon. So this is the thing. There's a time and a place, but you've got to start with common sense. You've got to start with the foundation. I hope that makes sense. Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, I lost you for about 15 seconds, but here we are full circle back to that gal who inserted the tampon, did not remove it, and all kinds of tests, they thought she had Lyme's disease, but I think maybe a good old country doctor might say, have you you used tampons?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any problems down there? Whereas a specialist might not even, might not occur to him. I'll see you next week. I'm looking forward to it.
Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.